Hello, welcome to Daily English Conversation Podcast. Today's podcast is about basic interview questions. Question number 11. In what ways are you organized and disorganized? This is another variation to previous questions. This question is a little better because the question wants you to identify an area you are disorganized. Make sure to emphasize the organized portions of the answer. If you are truly an organized person, then it is really tough thinking about an area you are disorganized. So thinking ahead of time will allow you to make a good impression with a solid answer. Or short answers. Number one. I'm very organized with my time and work, but my desk is a little disorganized. 2. Since I work with many flies, I like to keep my desk organized. I always have everything in a certain place so I can find things easier. The area of disorganized is probably my computer desktop. I usually have so many icons everywhere. I should organize it a little, but I have never needed to. 3. I organize my schedule the best. I'm used to many meetings, so it's important for me to be organized with my schedule and time. The area I need to improve is probably my file cabinet. I started to sort things alphabetically, but when I'm busy, I start putting things in there. It started getting hard to find things, but this is something I'm going to fix. For long answer. Oh, that's a good question. Well, I'm organized in almost everything I do. I'm very organized with my schedule and time. I like to work efficiently, and being organized with my time helps me. The area I feel I'm disorganized is probably my desk. I like to work fast and don't keep my desk area as tidy as some people I know. This, however, doesn't prevent me from doing my job well. You know, some people can have files and paper all over their desk, but somehow know exactly where everything is located. I think I'm one of those people. However, if I know I'm having a client or a guest, then I would definitely make things more tidy. This answer brings a little humor to the questions. It lightens the mood and makes the person seem real instead of appearing to be perfect. However, if the job you are applying for requires constant customer interactions, then this answer would not be good. This answer would be better for an office job where not many people will see your desk. Thank you for listening. Next podcast is question number 12. Do you manage your time well?